Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I love that. That is so good. Never too far away from Vikings chatter here on the Lake Show. Steve Thompson in for Henry Lake tonight. Chris Tubbs alongside Matthew Collar from Purple Insider joining us. And Matthew, good to visit with you. I always enjoy when you fill in for Henry, and I'm glad you're able to join us tonight.
Yeah, thanks, man. I wish I had a lot of great Vikings playoff outlooks to talk with you about.
Sure.
And was able to break down how J.J. McCarthy looked like a major superstar last week. But, that's not where we're at, Steve.
Yeah, the tough go of it, and the Ravens come in. And I want to pause there and then get back to the Vikes. Would it surprise you, of all the teams below the playoff line, if the Ravens made a run and got into the postseason?
Oh, not at all, not at all. It's crazy to think about because it feels like we've been going at this season for a long time, but there's still half of it left to go. And I think when you look at that division especially, this is where the Vikings should be annoyed. I mean, they play in a really good division where, Baltimore falls under 500, but they've only got to track down a Pittsburgh team that, I think Aaron Rodgers looked a little bit like he was old. He looked older than Chris Tubbs, honestly, in that game against the Chargers. So, I think that they will end up tracking him down. And it just sort of speaks to how unfair the NFL can be with those divisions, because if the Vikings were in the AFC side of this, they'd be right, toward the top like Baltimore is. But that team's coming together. They've gotten healthier. They've figured out things defensively. And the Vikings really did run into them at the wrong time because, 2 weeks earlier they were playing a backup quarterback and, they would have had a better chance at it.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson is certainly terrific, and now they've got a chance. And you're right about Aaron Rodgers. The performance at SoFi against the Chargers, it was just dreadful. The Steelers were terrible that night.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know. Yeah. And that was really the concern that I had with the Vikings when they were talking about signing Aaron Rodgers, where I understood, Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, but that last year, he just looked his age a lot of times with the Jets, and the idea that he was going to, drink some mud water or whatever it is that he does with his body and turn back the clock, it doesn't work for anybody. And even eventually Peyton Manning and Tom Brady had the clock come up for them. We saw it happen to Brett Favre, and I think it really looked that way. And the fact that Rodgers, after this, has to play 8 more games, I dread to think about where he's going to be at the end of the season. So I think even though there's been ups and downs with the Vikings with J.J. McCarthy, it's much better that they decided not to do that with Rodgers.
As the Vikes get ready for the Bears, all eyes on J.J. McCarthy's hand, limited Wednesday, listed as full today out in Eagan. So good news on that front. Was there ever any indication that he might not be able to go?
No, I mean, right from the very outset, you know, I think Kevin O'Connell didn't want any freak out over that when we all saw him limited in practice. So we saw him throwing a little bit today out there, looked fine. He's got some sort of bandage or something on his hand, but this is a very, very common thing to happen to quarterbacks. I mean, even last year, there was something wrong with Sam Darnold's hand the entire year, but they never talked to us about it, and he never had to miss practice because of it. But he had a big bandage or piece of tape, if you remember, across his thumb for the second half of the year. It's part of the job. I mean, I think that it may have impacted some of his throws from last week to go along with some of the technical stuff that he's still trying to work through. But, you know, look, no quarterback has ever gone through a season without, you know, bopping a finger on somebody's helmet. So I think McCarthy will have to just, you know, tape it up and head out there and play against the Bears.
Matthew Collard joining us from Purple Insider on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. They get ready for the Bears this weekend, a big division game. And when you look up and down this practice report, there's a couple of names that stand out because what they mean to this team. Christian Darrisaw, obviously one of the top tackles in the league, did not participate today. Is this just one of those rest ones and he'll be good to go for the game?
Yes, that's correct. Yep. Kevin O'Connell told us earlier this season that on Thursdays they were often going to give him rest to just try to get him a little bit of extra healing time and not have full practices. And when you're talking about a guy of that caliber that plays at that sort of level, rest is going to be more useful to him than getting out there and practicing on a Thursday. So I'm sure he'll be back tomorrow. He's practiced in full for a couple of weeks now outside of these rest days, and for the last two games has been absolutely fantastic. And, you know, it just really speaks to those early games with the backup tackle in there. It's one of the hardest positions to replace. If you lose your tackle, it's a nightmare. And the last time that J.J. McCarthy had to play against the Bears, they were getting pressure consistently from that left side. Now, this offensive line is the best version I think we've seen of it in many years, not just you know, this season, but you know, with Blake Brandel playing better at center. I think they're going to give J.J. McCarthy a really good pocket against the Bears, who have honestly not been a great team in terms of rushing the passer.
And that is huge for a young quarterback if you're trying to figure out if he can play. You want to give him all those weapons, whether it's the wide receivers or the running game, but particularly an O-line, so the kid isn't getting killed, that he actually has time to make those reads and sometimes throw the ball downfield.
Right, 100%. And I think that was a little bit of the concerning thing about his performance from last week, was that he held on to the ball for a really long time on certain plays. The offensive line gave him time to throw, and then a lot of the throws just really weren't all that accurate. And, you know, I've all week long been talking with Vikings fans about all this. And, you know, is KOC doing everything wrong? And is it the line? And is it Jefferson? And is it this and that? And, you know, I think what it really comes down to is that McCarthy has to play football and make mistakes and learn from those mistakes and get better, because he does have the supporting cast, and this scheme won 14 games for a different quarterback last year. I think he's just got to learn it, which you can't do by not playing. You have to go out there and play, and I think at the very least we could say that the offensive line will give him a chance to continue to do that. And I would also add that we should not lose our minds every single week that it doesn't go perfectly for J.J. McCarthy, because that is sort of the nature of what happens. But the offensive line is a really key piece to him being able to continue to develop.
And the reminder should be to fans, what were you doing in your early 20s? You know, for me, not much. Kicking around in a radio job in a small town. So, you know, yeah.
No, I think of that all the time. I think of that all the time with McCarthy. And one of the things is that just in the way the world works now and the analysis of football is that we want the answers right now. And Chris Tubbs and Steve and Henry and Chad Hartman all better have those answers now.
That's
today.
Right.
And they better yell them louder than everybody else, or you're not going to get attention. And if you give the reasonable take, which is, hey, developing a young player takes time, then, you know, that's not a hot take. That's not getting shared on social media, right? But it's the right answer with J.J. McCarthy. I think the trouble is that, well, this is pretty normal. The team was expected to win this year. They were expected to be able to work around these things. So when you lose as a team, which they did, it wasn't just McCarthy's fault, that's for sure, fumbling a, you know, a kickoff and giving up some longer drives, you know, to the Ravens. But, you know, that they weren't really in a place where they had a couple years to develop McCarthy. So it feels like there's a lot more pressure on him than if he was playing in Tennessee. None of us have even talked this year about Cam Ward in Tennessee because we all know that he's just building with that team slowly. So I think that that's what has put McCarthy under the white hot light more than most 22-year-olds would be.
One of the things coming out of that game with the Ravens is they were able to run the ball and seem to get away from that. And that's the age-old story about play calling. It's been around for the old-timers, Bob Schnelker days, you know. who's calling these plays? And I would do a better job. But the thought is that maybe that would give McCarthy a little more breathing room if they were a little more committed to the run.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I said something going into the game about, you know, sometimes you have to kind of, in this position with a young quarterback, don't pay as much attention to the score and just run your stuff that you need for him to execute. And where I thought that they, you know, in the first half, they didn't really run that well. And then they broke off some big ones in the second half. When they got down 19-10, there was a sequence. And I know everyone's focused on that 3rd-and-1 bomb. I didn't hate that as much as a lot of people, but the next drive when they were down 19-10 and they had a big run from Jordan Mason and then it was 4 straight passes after that, I thought, well, they're kind of trying to maybe use Kirk Cousins or Sam Darnold here to throw them back in the game, but they don't have a quarterback who's been in the NFL for 5, 6, 7, 8 years right now. And they do need to stick with the run. It wasn't a time to kind of push the gas pedal down. I think they're going to do a much, much better job of that this week against a team that does not do a very good job of stopping the run. I also think that trial by fire is not crazy. I was just looking this up, that Joe Burrow in his first year as a rookie averaged 40 pass attempts per game. Like, the one of the ways for this kid to get better and to learn is to go back there and throw passes. You know, it's kind of the forever football thing of, hey, that didn't work last week, so you must have done everything wrong. I'm not sure that they did. I just think that it was one of those weeks for a young quarterback that you look around and go, well, better luck next week, kid, because that was an ugly one.
Yeah, social media is wildly entertaining during a Viking game. There's a lot of takes. People that cover the team day in, day out, week in, week out. And then beyond that, the fans and the usual suspects, etc. But the idea that McCarthy has got to mix it up a little bit, kind of like a major league pitcher that comes out and they're just going to try and throw it through a brick wall to every batter, you're going to get killed. You can't do that. And there was that thought during the game that McCarthy is just firing everything all over the field. Yeah. That doesn't work either.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And this is the concern there because, you know, I would love to tell you this will all be fine. He just needs to keep playing. But where I did have a concern is exactly what you're talking about, because in college he had this issue of just throwing 99-mile-an-hour fastballs over and over again. And as you said, like, you need to have – I think the way the Vikings talk about it is 3 different types of passes. There's kind of the rocket, the a little bit of a change up, it's a touch pass, and then one that's got a big arc on it deeper down the field. And he's kind of just got one of those, or the, you know, every once in a while, like, throws it way up in the air. So it's clear that he doesn't have the touch at this moment. And the question is, how long does it take to get that? Because we did see Josh Allen, who is a lot like this, develop touch on his passes after a while and become an MVP, but it really did take 3 years for him to get there. And do you feel like you have 3 years to get there, and how can you work around it and mitigate some of this? And I think that some of the drop passes have also played into this, where that ball is a lot harder to catch when it's traveling 110 miles an hour. As a
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right. So Matthew Collar dropped off. We'll try and get him back. Vikes Bears go at it this week in the NFL, and another home game for the Purple. They're favored by 2.5. Bears is surprised at 6-3, and I think of all the teams above 500, a lot of people are saying, well, the Bears aren't that good. They are 6-3. Now they are playing a favorable schedule, but the Vikes at 4-5 going into this one, certainly a key game in division. Vikes trying to get back to 500 and stay in the mix. And Matthew Collar joins us again from Purple Insider. Thought on the Bears and the challenges the Vikings face with Caleb Williams. And a team, as I mentioned, is 6-3. There's a lot of people saying, well, it's the worst 6-3, and, you know, they aren't that good. They're not a playoff team, but they're still 6-3.
Yeah, for sure. Sorry, the phone dropped out on me for a second there. But, you know, I have been in the camp that they're a very lightweight 6-3 team, put it that way. Like, they earned it. They deserve to be happy. But when we go through the wins, last-second win against the Giants, against Cincinnati, those aren't good teams. Last-second win against Washington, against the Raiders. So four wins right there off the top of my head. Not exactly too impressive. They blow the lead against the Vikings. They get killed by the Lions. It's kind of been a bit of a trend there. But, you know, where I think that they are really good is they've built an offense for Caleb Williams where they can build everything off of the run game. They're putting in bigger personnel. They've got him under center. And he's getting sacked a lot less. And I think that's really good coaching and development from Caleb Williams, that he's been sacked 14 times. This year, by the same point of the season, he was sacked 38 times last year. So, right, that's a big gain for him. Even if I don't think his pure passing has been way better, even if you're just reducing the amount of giant losses. And they also built the offensive line to run. And they've been really, really good, I think, at blocking up front, which is where this game will be decided on that part of the football, is going to be, can the Vikings stop the run game against a good run-blocking offensive line and a great scheme? Because if they can't, then they're going to be on the field all day. We've seen that before. If they can, it's kind of like Detroit. Then they can go after the quarterback and start to make his life miserable. So I think this is a winnable game for the Vikings against a good but not great Chicago Bears team.
Yeah, and vulnerability to the run is something where if teams are going to line up and kind of pound away, that's something that maybe the Vikings aren't, you know, built to defend over the long haul in 48 minutes.
No, totally true. And you know, a lot of these games for the Vikings have just been based on, do they get out front early on? Because if they get out front early on, then their defense can use all the powers of Brian Flores, send lots of different blitzes, coverage, and everything else. But if they get behind, then opponents usually can lean on them with the run game. And the health of Jonathan Greenard is going to make a big difference here, too, because he did not practice again today. There's a decent chance that he is going to be out for this game. So then you're talking about Dallas Turner back in, who I think has shown he's not fully ready to take on the same type of role as someone like Greenard. So there's a lot of X factors in this game. I think it's got the potential to be kind of a shootout between these two teams. And I think we know at this point that every game between the Vikings and Bears has to be kind of ridiculous and close and tense at the end. So that's exactly what I'm expecting.
Well, Matt, you always good to visit with you. You do a phenomenal job on the beat.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Buckle up, Vikes Bears Sunday. I think he's absolutely right. It'll go right down to the wire. And can the Vikes get a win and get back to 500? We will see about that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.